Track 447.
Yankee whalers recognized early on the strategic advantage the Azores offered their ships. Because of this, the establishment of American consulates nearly begins with the Azores. In 1795, the U.S. consulate, which was established the same year in Ponta Delgada on the island of São Miguel, is the oldest continuously operating U.S. consulate in the world. John Bass Dabney was appointed American consul to the Azores, Portugal, in 1806 by President Thomas Jefferson. The Dabney family embraced their new home and the islanders who hosted them. Three generations of Dabneys continued as consuls at Fayal, establishing a diplomatic dynasty which has never been replicated in American foreign relations. Below is Vice Consul John Pomeroy Dabney's state uniform, including sword, dress hat, and epaulettes, circa 1859. He was the son of Charles William Dabney and grandson of John Bass Dabney. John served from 1846 to 1860. The Dabneys introduced Yankee whaleboats to the islands, and the Azorians, adept mariners and boat builders, soon adapted its design for their shore-based whaling operations. Note how the model of an Azorean whaleboat differs in length and breadth from the Yankee whaleboats rigged to the davits of the whale ship Lagoda in the main gallery below. The little hawk in the case is called an Azor, for which the Azores is named. The Azores, also known early on as the Western Islands, adopted the Azor as the central element in the 1979 flag of the Autonomous Regional Government. Above is a drawing of the Cedars, one of the Dabneys' homes on Fayal. The Azores became an important stopover for transatlantic flight, including the famous Curtiss NC-4 flying boats. Today, the island of Terceira is the site of a United States air base. Turn toward the railing and see the three-disc maps projecting toward the ship Lagoda. They illustrate the primary groupings of the nine-island Azorean archipelago, eastern, central, and western groups.